Welcome to the Boys from Oklahoma Red Dirt Podcast, hosted by Jason Barler, JJ Vance, and Kyle Perry.
Welcome back to the Boys from Oklahoma Red Dirt Podcast. It's been a while, guys.
A long time.
Long time. Probably about a year, man.
Yeah, well, we all have other lives, you know. It's what happens. But we do have a new host, too.
Yes. Yes, we do. Who do we got here?
I'm back. I'm JJ.
I'm Kyle Perry.
I'm Jason Barler.
And I'm Bubba D.
Bubba D.
We got Kyle out of his hobbit hole.
Yeah, Kyle had, I don't know what he's
just, like the Houdini of Red Dirt Radio, yeah. Or Red Dirt Podcast, we can call it that.
He did get out a couple of weeks ago, though. He did go to the TRRR, and I didn't go. But, oh no, he showed up there, too. I went to the Red Dirt Relief deal, and Kyle showed up like at the last end of the set and coming around. I was sitting there.
Listening. I was in the stables.
Oh, is that where you were?
Yeah, I was in the stables.
Listening to Gannon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, before you... I actually have the article pulled up that Katie Dell posted from the Red Dirt Relief Fund. Let's go over that real quick, talk about how much they raised and stuff, and then we'll get into your stuff. Awesome. I'll just read kind of what they posted. So, this was posted 6 days ago. This is how the article reads. Temps weren't the only thing soaring in Stillwater. On Sunday, more than 800 attendees gathered across five venues to hear 75 Oklahoma songwriters perform song swap sets that blew us away, and we raised $50,597 for Oklahoma Music Safety Net in the process. Yeah. Almost $51,000, man.
Yeah, that's awesome. About $600 of that was mine. So,
how much did that guitar go for?
$5,500, I think.
Yeah, I think last year's went for about $45,000, didn't it? It was something like that.
Well, they had some Oldfield guy there. They had a kind of a bidding war going back and forth on both guitars. They had two guitars.
Oh, they had two of them this year?
Yeah, they had a Red Dirt Relief one that was signed by all the artists, and then they had that Jake Flint, the one that... Kyle, you might know more about Jake Flint. I didn't know much about Jake Flint.
I didn't know as much as everybody else there.
He was an Oklahoma songwriter that passed away.
Yes.
And there was a portrait done on one of the guitars of him. And I think it went for the $5,500.
Yeah. But, and if you're a new listener to the Red Dirt Podcast, of course, we've been away for a while. We are sponsored by the Red Dirt Relief Fund. Katie Dell, head of the Red Dirt Relief Fund, generously told us we could, you know, be sponsored by them. And at the end of almost all of our shows, we play a PSA. So stay tuned after this show's over. You'll be able to hear. It's about a 3-minute video about a family that was affected. And people, you know, the Red Dirt Relief Fund donated money to help for their son's medical bills.
Yeah, when I was there, I went to Outlaws, which is a new club on the Strip in Stillwater. If you haven't been, it's awesome. It's right across the street from the Salty Bronc. I watched Carter Sampson there, and she did like a little monologue type deal. She talked about all the people that she knew in the music industry in Oklahoma that the Red Dirt Relief Fund had helped. And in different ways. Everything from their kids needing something to, you know, dental stuff to you name it. They helped out. Because a lot of these musicians don't have no insurance. So...
To start us out,
I'll start us out like we did before, and I'll go to the TRRR's top 10 as of right now. At number 10, we have Cowboy Constitution by Curtis Grimes. At number 9, we have Wine, Beer, and Whiskey by Cannon Brand. I've never heard of that person.
I've never heard of him either.
At number 8, Velvet Chains by Ryder Grimes.
So, Oklahoma boy. He's from Tulsa.
Really?
Yes. He was.
Is he not related to Curtis Grimes?
I don't think he is. He doesn't. I mean, he could be. I didn't get a chance to ask him.
Really? I didn't know.
He's a younger guy, too. He's got a good baritone voice, too.
I'm going to have to look
up. Something you guys need to look up. I'll mention a little bit of him.
It's Ryder Grimes, spelled with a Y.
Yes.
R-Y-D-E-R. Grimes spelled just like Curtis Grimes.
Yes.
G-R-I-M-E-S. And then at number 7, It Goes On by Mark Powell. At number 6, Lakeview Grocery Store by Jamie Richards. Man, he's been in the business a long time.
He's been a long time, too.
And then I think this young cat, I've met him before. I think he actually won, like, New Male Vocalist, but he's been around forever. Number 5, Corazon by Matt Castillo.
Yes, yes, he did win. I was proud of him.
Did he win New Male Vocalist?
He won New Male Vocalist of the Year.
Okay. Yeah, I've met Matt before. He's a good kid. Number 4, Sunny and 72 by Ken Foe. Ken Foe Band. I actually met these guys too before. Mm-hmm. Number 3, Honky Tonk Roll by Wade Bowen. Of course, he'll be a staple in the top 10.
He won like 4 different awards. Like we watched him and Randy without him do. Like he won Male Vocalist. He won.
Oh really? Everything. Did he win Entertainer of the Year? Who won Entertainer?
Aaron Watson won Entertainer of the Year, but he won Songwriter of the Year.
That's cool.
Like he won 4 different awards. Proud of him.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like.
Okay, we're at, what are we at? Number 2, Loving All Night by Jesse Robb Jr., a guy that was used to be on the scene a long time and kind of disappeared. Kyle, you said he was writing for
He wrote a few songs for Cody Johnson before. The most notable, I think, is Dancer Home, but he's got we talked to him last year. He talked about he's actually written some other songs for Cody Johnson, but on Cody's latest album, he's got a few on there as well. So Jesse's doing good for himself.
And number 1 will give Kyle a big hard on. It's called Anymore by William Clark Green.
He won Album of the Year. That was impressive.
Go ahead, talk about William Clark.
All right, so I'll give you this a little bit.
There's going to be a VPO one day.
Lubbock, Texas. Well,
no, I'm personally going to send this shit to William Clark Green.
Let's do it. He knows I love him.
He's like, I'm just going to hug him.
I went to his festival this year, Cotton Fest, and they raised a shit ton of money, too.
He's another one who's a good one. He's about it. As far as I know, he's as talented as they come, and he doesn't realize it. I don't think he does. He's never been puffed up or anything. He owns 3 houses, so he's doing fine. Mm-hmm. But it's just...
I will say, I love William Clark Green's music. Yes. I absolutely do. He's definitely that rock side of Red Dirt that I like.
Anyway,
cross-Canadian vein.
Yeah. I'm super, super happy to talk about him because tonight, on the May 16th, 2023, gets his Grand Ole Opry debut, which...
Yeah,
being a dude I hung out with
at the Ryman.
To be playing at the Ryman blows my mind. So
that's
impressive stuff. So I'll give it to him.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
The album he won Album of the Year for, he actually missed the award show last year releasing it. So it's also pretty cool stuff. So.
Yeah, that's cool.
And without further ado, you know, one of our I like to keep this about Oklahoma artists. William Clark Green, unfortunately, is from Texas, but I did go to Lubbock and to the Cotton Fest. I seen him. Oklahoma Boy was there too. Reed Southall.
Yeah. Didn't Katie perform there as well?
Oh yeah, Katie too. Caitlin Butts.
She's technically a Tennessean now, but she is from
Man, Lane Hawkins was playing fiddle back there for her.
When she takes Lane everywhere now, so when she finally makes it, Lane's
like a music whore. He just plays for everybody. Anybody that's out there, he'll just jump on board and go play.
When you're as talented as he is, people fight for him.
Great. He used to play with. He was the original member of $1.98 mm-hmm. years ago. You know,
he played with $1.98. He played with Chance Anderson. He played with the Bobby Dale Band. And yeah, just he's been around.
He's a cool cat too. But let's talk about Turnpike. So I don't even remember what our where Turnpike was in their hiatus, or if they were back together at our last podcast. Were they back together at that time?
They weren't quite. You and I had actually spoken to RC a little bit before their coming together, and he couldn't say they were getting back together, but he hinted that
he told us.
Basically. He was like, "We're going."
Well, that's all long gone. They're back together. I actually went and seen them get inducted into Oklahoma Music Hall of Fame in Muskogee, watched them play a short set. They did probably 30 minutes, maybe a little longer. All their old original stuff, 7-7, you know, stuff like that. But if you really want to know deeper into Turnpike's story, I really highly suggest you go to Rolling Stones and read Josh Crutchmer's article on them, because they just announced their new album coming out. What's the name of their album again, Bubba D?
Cat in the Rain.
And they released their single, which, what's the name of that one?
Oh, I can't remember.
Is it Mean that? Old Son?
Mean Old Son. Yes. Mean Old Son. That's it. Mean Old Son. But anyway, the we'll talk about a little bit. The amazing thing to me was is their hiatus, if you read that article, really wasn't about Evan's drinking.
No.
Evan was done with music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was like, I'm done with music. Yes, he had problems drinking.
Yeah.
But since their hiatus, I want you to listen to what this man's been through. He went to work down in around Galveston, mm-hmm. Corpus Christi area, mm-hmm. somewhere down there at a ranch mm-hmm. for a buddy. Worked down there for a long time. Got sober. That's how he got sober, working on a ranch. He got back with his wife.
Got remarried. Right?
Got remarried. They now have two kids.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Since then, he bought a ranch in a little bit southeast of Okemo, which is where he grew up, where he's from, Okemo, Oklahoma. And he said he would come back, but he wants to come back on his own terms. So he wants to do less shows, smaller tours, which they're going to sell out huge at a lot of places they go. Mm-hmm. Maybe not so much in the north, but around here they sell out.
It's crazy because I went and seen them in Oklahoma City at the big arena, and it's crazy to see that band that I
was it sold out there?
Yeah, packed in there.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you go see them at?
At the Paycom Center.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at the Thunderdome or whatever you want to call it. But to just sitting there and thinking back to the first time I seen them at the Wormy Dog
with like 20 people,
20, 25 of us that paid like $15 to get in there, you know, and to sell out that arena, it's got to be pretty humbling.
And it's really cool for all them guys, them guys that have been, and during their hiatus, if you don't know this, they all have their own thing going on. Ryan Engelman, he went and played with Reckless Kelly. He played guitar for them. Kyle Nix, he went and created his own band, Kyle Nix and the 38s,
yep.
and done released his own thing. Released the album. Mm-hmm. Art, and he's touring
mm-hmm.
by his own. Yeah. On his own. RC got with RC and the Ambers.
Yes.
He's touring on his own mm-hmm. and released the album on his own. And then the drummer, I think, just took some time off. But anyway, I'm just glad that they're back. They have already announced their tour. They've already been on tour.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to go into a new tour. And the cool thing about this new album is it was produced by
Shooter Jennings,
and it was done at Bull Shoals.
Yeah.
In the interview that Crutchmer did on Rolling Stones, he also has some things that Shooter had said about the album, and he was just amazed with the lyricist that Evan Felker is. Mm-hmm. And he says that their socks are going to be knocked off by the album. I know that Lance Rourke, which we'll talk about later, helped on the album with some writing. I know that John Fulbright helped mm-hmm. on a few. RC wrote some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And Evan done most of them. I think he hit 6 or 7 of the songs are Evan songs.
Mm-hmm.
They say some of them are pretty deep.
Yeah.
But anyways, I do recommend that you go to Rolling Stones and read the album about Turnpike. if you're a Turnpike fan or a Red Dirt fan.
I had seen somewhere, too, where it may be kind of a more traditional, like a Western Swing album. I don't know if that's true or not. I kind of seen that.
I could see that with it, with the fiddle. And Turnpike's got their own sound. Mm-hmm. That's why people are gravitated towards them. They're a little different than everybody.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little country. They're a little rock.
Yeah.
They're a little soul. They're a little...
American.
They're a little American. They're a little old school. I don't know.
I'll add, and you guys can confer with me, that when Evan is on, he's magical. Yes. Like, it's something else. Like, mm-hmm. he has a different...
He goes to a different level.
And Evan isn't the greatest singer in the world.
No.
Not by any means, but he that band just clicks together. I don't see them working like I don't... And no offense towards them, but I don't see like RC's band doing what Turnpike did. I don't see Kyle's band doing what Turnpike did.
Yeah.
It's just one of them deals. It's kind of like the Rolling Stones or the Beatles. You know, they it's one of them deals. When you're put together, there's just something magic that happens there.
I had the pleasure of seeing Evan when they started out. I seen him at his peak, and I saw him at his lowest.
I've seen him at his lowest too,
and I felt bad for him. I did, and so it's great for me to see him coming back and doing stuff and hearing what they come out with that newest song.
Yeah,
so I'm ready to see him again, see where he's at. And
when did you say they was going to release that?
August. Their new album will be coming out in August. I don't know. I think it's late August, but I don't know. It's in that article. And it's been a few weeks since that article. And another one about, if you're interested in Josh Kretschmer, is in the process of writing another book. I think it's called, what did I tell you? It's called Motel Cowboy.
Yeah. I think you said something about Motel Cowboy.
Hotel Cowboy.
And it's about the
Hotel. Okay, hold on. It's called Hotel. I'm pretty sure it's called. It's either Hotel Cowboy Show or Motel Cowboy Show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember, but it's basically about artists. See, he did the Red Dirt book that was basically the roots of Oklahoma, Red Dirt music, Cross Canadian, Great Divide, all that stuff, which we'll talk about Great Divide too.
Yeah.
But anyways, he's doing a new book, and it's based in basically Northwestern, so it'll be like Idaho area, which it's going to be based around the Braun Brothers, which is Mickey and the Motor Cars and Reckless Kelly, because they're from Idaho.
So. Challis, yeah. Challis, Idaho.
Yeah, and it's going to be based off of them, and then the music that's expanded from them. Like, a different artist up around that area. So it'll be, like, a lot like the same playbook as the Red Dirt book, but just in a different region. And I think I'm going to order the book. I think it's interesting. Another one on my news is, if you remember when I very first started this podcast, and I want everybody... Jason, are you going to say a damn thing or not?
Yeah, I'm actually looking up something right now.
He's
researching.
I'm researching. I got some stuff.
Over there, down.
Yeah, he's
looking
plotting.
At porn.
Yeah.
No. Well, I mean...
You know.
Anyways.
It happens.
You guys are long-winded, so...
I am, especially. Anyways...
We're just excited to be back, Jason.
Yeah, I know, right? If you remember when we first started this show, I always try to do like a spotlight on new artists or talk about new artists. And one of the new artists that I told both of these guys about, you better watch this kid. He happened to be in the Navy at the time. He was cutting shit and putting it on YouTube. And he blew up. And my brother is literally the first one I found out about it was from Bubba D, which is my brother.
Yeah.
And now he just won ACM.
Rocket shit.
For Best New Artist. And I want you to tell me, Bubba D, about when you went to Born and Raised.
Oh,
and
yeah, last
seen
year,
Zach,
Born and Raised.
And seen Zach Bryan.
Well,
that's what I
first,
want to hear.
The first year we went, they put him in the tent.
On a side.
Yeah,
stage.
He was like the Thursday night or whatever, Friday night lead in, you know.
Yeah.
You just get here and it's time to get drunk party. And and he literally, like, that song Revival, yeah, it was live in that tent that night because it was rocking. And there was, the next day they had the tent and then they had like the side stage. It wasn't the main stage. It was a little bit bigger than the tent outside, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, That stage never even pulled what he did on that Thursday night as far as people around that tent.
That's crazy.
That was the first year, and they realized so much they added him to that stage on the Saturday show.
Yeah, they added brought him another back knot.
To the little bit bigger stage, and he like packed that whole area. Even more people that had came in, you know, Friday night and Saturday.
Yeah.
And they had came in, he added even more than that. And they were like, oh shit. So that's when last year they had him headline.
Yeah, he was literally went from one year. He went from the side stage.
From the tent stage.
From the tent stage to headlining
the next year.
That's insane.
Headlining the
co-headlining with Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah, I mean, how can you go any bigger than
And he probably outpulled Lynyrd Skynyrd 2-1. That whole bowl up there was like almost.
And I'm
packed.
Telling this kid, and again,
and they were singing every song back to him.
He reminds me a lot like Evan because he's not a great. I mean, people, I'll get hated for this. I don't think he's a great singer, but he is a great writer.
Yes,
and his songs are amazing.
It kind of goes all the way back to true country music. I mean, it's two chords in the truth.
Yeah,
that's what he writes.
I'll give a little plug for him. He got a plug, not this season, but last season. I don't watch it, but I watched this one because a girl from Surreal was on American Idol, and she happened to sing Oklahoma City by him on American Idol.
Yeah,
so
I've seen that.
That's a hat tip to him for sure. She got to actually go be part of his CD release party.
That's cool.
For that. So he and her got to know each other pretty well, so that's kind of cool.
He like comes out in the campground at Pryor at Born and Raised. His dad camps out there.
That's
Dwayne.
Cool.
So, and then he just comes out there and hangs out with the fans.
Yeah. And then, so we'll move from Zach Bryan. Zach Bryan went from YouTube to popular country music.
Yeah.
I meant like overnight.
Real quick.
He's one of those overnight successes that you don't. I said it a long time ago, but he is. I want Kyle to tell us. So Kyle went to the TRRR Awards, which is a Texas Regional Radio Report Awards this year. I didn't go, but he went. Tell us a little bit about that, Kyle.
It was an interesting deal. It was again in Arlington at the Texas Live, and It was Sunday and Monday, last Sunday and Monday of March, and I actually took my mother with me, and she got to meet all these people I tell her about, I've been talking about since I've been on the radio, and so she got to meet, put faces to names, and it was a good time for her. She seemed to like it, but it's the award show is always amazing. They do the Future Faces showcase for the new artists. And the winner of that gets to go perform at the award show. Last year, they actually had a tie, so they had two of them perform. And this year, they had the good old one win. And it was Jordan Rayner, who's actually from Atoka, Oklahoma.
Hell
and she
yeah.
got to go perform. And not only did she win the Future Faces Showcase and perform at the award show, but she won New Female Vocalist of the Year.
Wow.
So she cleaned up.
She might be one of them ones that's jumping up fast.
She
like
cleaned
that
up. This was the first year, I'll talk about that. This is the first year in Texas TRRR history that Bree Bagwell didn't win an award.
Oh, wow.
Ariel Hutchinson.
That's amazing. You knew Ariel was going to win.
Ariel Hutchinson. Jay and I talked about that last year. Like when,
she's amazing.
When Bree does lose, it's going to be to her. And sure enough, she was the one that won. And towards the end, Bree was a good sport about it. Of course, she is. She's, you know, you got Artist of the Year. She's Texas Artist of the Decade. So she's okay. She'll be all right. She'll make it. But now her next thing to do is win Entertainer of the Year and kill all the guys, right?
Right.
That's where she headlines Green Hall. She's going to be okay. But she did. She had a big write up about her Bree Bagwell about doing the Larry Joe Taylor Festival. Said it rained on her most of the time she was up there, and she still put on a hell of a show. So super humble lady. She's really professional at what she does, and she spent some time in Anadarko coming to see me when I was doing my radio show, so hats off to her. Some more things that happened there. They had a special guest. He was honored for I'm going to mess up what he was honored for, but it was the
lifetime achievement type deal?
Something like that, yes. And it was Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top showed up. Mm-hmm. And I about wet myself like a little kid. Because, like, when I first looked at him, I didn't realize it was him. That's how bad it was. I was like, there's nobody that looks like him.
Yeah.
Like, there's nobody pretending to be Billy Gibbons. No. And I looked at him like, that's not him. And then I was like, no, that's him. And he came in, and everybody that got to be a part of the show, who presented, who went on stage through this, they got to meet him, got to sit down, talk to him, and get a picture taken with him, little bit things. I wasn't one of those people. I'm a little butthurt about it, but I'll make it through. I got photos of him. He went up on stage, and they gave him a belt buckle and a key to the city.
Yeah.
And he was up there kind of pointing, kind of doing his little things up there. I didn't even expect him to talk.
Is he originally from, like, the Dallas area?
He's from around there.
Texas, yeah. Somewhere.
Yeah, they were definitely, ZZ Top is definitely Texas boys.
Yeah, yeah.
But, he went up there, and he got up there, and he talked, did a little bit of telling about where he's from, what he's done. And then he told a little story about Willie Nelson. He's trying to let everybody there know why he deserved to be. This man's a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He doesn't need to prove himself to anybody, but he's trying to let everybody there know why he belongs at this thing. And he said, you know, every year Willie Nelson has had a 4th of July party, I've been invited. Willie wants me to come play with him. He said, a few years ago, Willie called me into his trailer and said, hey, we need to discuss what we're going to perform. And Billy said, okay, what do you want to do? And Willie looked at him and said, you know Old Dirty Milk Cow? And Billy's like, yeah, okay. Well, we want to do that in the key of C. And Billy's like, okay, all right. Go back there. And he said, all right, get up there. We're ready to go. He's Old Dirty Milk Cow. He's got it in his head. And ball dropping, 10, 9, 8. It gets down to 1, and Whiskey River, take my money. So Billy's like, all right. But it's... It was a great job.
Willie must have been high.
Oh, yeah. Well, again, that's a song he don't have to remember. He
just, yeah.
But
he was born in Houston, Texas.
That's cool. And I know that'll lead into the people I want to talk about next. If you don't know, I mean, this band's like Oklahoma Original Stillwater. They're probably the most famous first band to come from Red Dirt.
Absolutely.
And that's the Great Divide. Yeah. They put out a new album. They literally were on number one in the Texas charts not very long after they released the album. They sold out. If you don't know, if you're from Oklahoma, JC Cowboys in Weatherford, they sold out in like 20 minutes of show to JC Cowboys.
Everybody wants to see Mike and the Boys.
Which is crazy for the Great Divide.
The Great Divide is actually how I got into this kind of music. Actually went to Hastings. To the music store, and they had an Oklahoma section in there. I thought that was cool, so I went over there and I bought the Revolutions album.
Yeah, that's cool. That's
Great
cool.
Divide. That's how how I got started for me in this genre.
Yeah, and all of them guys were at the Red Dirt Relief fun deal. Mike, I went and watched Mike play. Mike's at all that stuff. Mike actually played. Okay, so it was Mike McClure. This is a cool one. So their little song swap there was Mike McClure, Carter Sampson, Brian White.
Yeah, from the Dan Quayles.
I don't know this kid, but he was the one who wrote the... he won the songwriter contest, him and Mike Hostie. So, how can you get any better than that?
Great Oklahoma.
Biased, but those are some of the greatest songwriters ever, not just in Oklahoma.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, it was like Randy Crouch sitting behind them?
Randy Crouch actually played with the Red Dirt Rangers.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I know he played with them, and then at the end he came up on stage and played, he played with Cody Canada, Lance Rourke, and RC. Mm-hmm. He came up and played because they kind of ended the show, and then everybody come up there and started playing. Anyways, go. Anything you want to add something about the Great Divide? Did the Great Divide ever come to Anadarko?
They never came to Anadarko.
I'm sure Mike's been
through there a couple times.
I know the Red Dirt Rangers played at the park.
I know they played
time.
There.
Yeah.
No, I never got them to come to the studio. I didn't get that big. I wasn't there long enough, I don't feel. But they knew who I was. We actually did do the, for the radio station in Anadarko. We helped do. We were part of the Drummond FFA barn raising. I don't remember what year it was, but they asked us to be a part of it because apparently you could get. They were listening to the radio show. Once you got north of Oklahoma City, I came back in and you could listen to me up there.
Oh, I got
but
you.
About Newcastle, you'd lose me, so you didn't figure. And so anyway, I got a call, and this guy that I knew from Surreal was putting together something for Drummond, and I'm like, okay, cool. And he's like, we want you guys to be a part of it. I was like, sweet, let's do that. And I was like, who's going to be there? And he's like, we're going to do Casey Pilgreen, Bo Phillips, Bobby Dale Band, and The Great Divide. I was like, hell yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
And what they wanted me to do was come be the each band had their own DJ kind of announce them out, and I got to be the announcer for the Bobby Dale Band, which that's amazing because I was friends with those guys anyway. Right. The other part was they were direct support for The Great Divide, so I got to be, you know, I felt like I was part of that. So it was kind of a really neat deal. But that was something they actually, for The Great Divide, it was 100% for charity. And they ended up paying The Great Divide like $100,000+ for this thing. Wow. And they walked in the room, handed Mike McClure the check, he handed it back to him.
That's Mike McClure.
That, yeah. In a nutshell. I mean, just right there tells you everything you need to know about the
He's
band.
He's awesome. All of them are. Scotty and all of them.
They raised over $100,000 before they opened the doors.
That's crazy.
For a high school, that's...
Yeah,
there you go.
There you go. That just goes to show you. Go find you a local artist.
They're like
artist
on the Mount Rushmore, probably, of Oklahoma artists.
I would say they're up there, and his protege is up there, which is Cody Canada with Cross Canadian Ragweed. I mean,
I had the pleasure of seeing Mike McClure with Tom Skinner when Tom was still alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was his band, the Mike McClure band, was him, Tom Skinner, and Mike's brother.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name. He's part of The Great Divide. I feel like a jerk for not knowing who he is, so you guys can slap me and whatever. But they actually played in Lawton at a bar that doesn't exist anymore. And I went up there, and of course everybody's running to talk to Mike when they're done, and I go talk to Tom. And I was like, hey, man, like he just came out with Nickel's Worth of Difference or something. Mm-hmm. Tom did. And I played it on my show all the time because just he's a musical. He was a musical genius. While I'm standing up there talking to him, Mike comes over and talks to me. He said, everybody's coming over to talk to me, but this guy's figured it out. This is the guy you need to be talking to. And I turned to him, I said, man, you're amazing. You're probably one of the bigger reasons why I do what I do. Mm-hmm. And that's host the radio show. He said, I followed him, pointed to Tom. He said, everybody else followed me. And there's no truer statement made. He wasn't, that's just the way it happened.
Tom, he was another one.
Yeah.
Bob Childers and all of them.
One thing I wanted to do on this part. Jason, you got anything to add to that?
No, I got something in a little bit. I'll just cut in.
There was, the one reason why I really created, or when we really first started this podcast, my envision of it was because I know whenever I love country, red dirt music, all that, and it's always kind of a search, you know, to find new artists or to find new things and watch them grow. So the reason why my idea to create this was to let people know of some of these guys and gals that are up and coming. And I have a short list here of just some that I've either seen in concert here recently or want to see in concert upcoming from Oklahoma that I would consider in the red dirt scene. And I know my brother has some he wants to add. Kyle has some. Jason might even have some. but to start, one that I seen him, the first time I seen him was at the Mercury in Tulsa. Which, you know, a lot of Turnpike got their start the Mercury. I mean, they played the Mercury. There's a lot of bands that played the Mercury when they first started their career. But and then I went and seen him again in Chickasha at Legends is Colton Jesse and the Hooligans. He has a song out. He's very, very similar to Zach Bryan. If you like Zach Bryan, very similar. He's got a song out called Marlboro Man that's amazing. Really good song. another young kid, been doing it a little while. He's, I think, from Marlow or Duncan area, somewhere in that area, is a young kid named Noah Bowman. I seen him at Legends.
He's from Lone Grove.
Mm-hmm. Lone Grove, is that where he's from? Well,
he's great.
He yeah. came...
Bulletproof. I love that song.
Yeah, Bulletproof's good. He opened for Colton. That's how I found out about him at Legends in Chickasha. Anyways, go check that out. That Bulletproof, that song is really good. And then a young kid that just signed with Red 11, got an album that just dropped. He's really good friends with RC from Turnpike Troubadours. He's from Tahlequah. Lance Rourke. If you don't know him, Oklahoma Blacktop is a good song on his new album. Go check him out. And then this cat I haven't seen, but I'm thinking about going to see him. I think that he has a show at maybe Diamond Ballroom. I might be wrong about that, but it's coming up. It's Josh Malloy. And that's four that I can think of right now that I've seen. Oh, and then another one that actually hit the charts probably since we've done our podcast last. Mm-hmm. That's from the Lawton Medicine Park area. I think he's actually from Walters. Is Gannon Freeman and CCRV? They have one on the they had one come that hit the top 20, I think, on the Texas charts.
Yes.
He's a good kid. If you like Reed Southall, he's kind of that sound.
I tell you, not to cut in on your thing, I apologize for
no,
that.
No, you're good.
But when I was at the Gypsy Cafe, I was inside Georgia Stables, which is where Gannon performed. Yeah, you got to see Gannon.
I went in there watching him play one song.
And I sat in there. I kind of sat towards the back, kind of watching everybody else. And everybody inside that building was singing along to his songs. Mm-hmm. Like, there were a lot of other amazing people in there that the whole crowd didn't sing along to their songs to.
When I went in there, everybody was singing his songs. There was a huge young crowd in there that was literally just waiting for him to do his song.
So, that's...
That was pretty cool.
Trenton Fletcher is one I'd add. He's Stillwater.
Oh, yeah, Trenton Fletcher, yeah. And one other thing about Gannon, and then you can go on, is a funny story about Gannon that I have personally... is I used to be on the Chamber of Commerce here in town. I used to be the president. And our 4th of July show one year, Gannon and them had just started. I literally, now don't hate me for this, but we were looking for cheap bands.
Right.
And I contacted them. They actually had a manager, supposedly, at that time, that contacted me back. I had these young kids come down here and play at the park. Gannon Freeman and CCRV. Back then, they were just known as CCRV.
Right.
And which stands for Cross County...
Revenue,
is that what it is? Anyways, I paid them there's like four or five of them. I paid them $150. Right. I felt bad for them. Yeah. I didn't pay them. Personally.
I got you.
But that's what they paid them.
Straight robbed them.
Yeah. You paid me more when I performed there. I think you paid me like $300.
But yeah, anyways, that's a funny story. But I'm glad that they're moving on. And hey, they're opening for a lot of people. In fact, that Josh Malloy that's playing at Diamond, Gannon is opening for him.
Oklahoma kid.
Yep.
And I think he's open for Giovanni and the Hired Guns. He's open. I mean, you name it. He's open for a bunch of them.
For their style of music, Travis Julian is their guitar player, and he's pretty damn good.
Is he?
Him and Shiloh Powers, Mr. Yeah. Cole Wetzel,
yeah.
Is guitar player. Mm-hmm. They're pretty good buddies. And so I can't put anybody on Shiloh's level. I mean, I compare him and Josh Serrato, who plays for William Clark Green. He's kind of doing solo stuff now. Is two of the best unheard of guitar players. I think Shiloh has been heard of now. But Travis isn't far behind.
All right, Bob. I interrupt you about
Trent Fletcher, Stillwater kid.
Yeah. Oklahoma. Yeah, definitely.
Got a song out called Oklahoma Bread that I like.
Kyle?
I've got a handful. I'll apologize. The Ryder Grimes I looked into, and he's actually from... Him and one of the other ones I was going to talk about are actually from North Texas, but they travel to Oklahoma.
They're like that Stony connection. Huh?
I got
like
you.
Stony was from Texas, definitely, raised in Oklahoma. Definitely.
But one of them I was going to talk about. Her name's America Allen, and yes, she's from North Texas. But she was today. She was in Lindsay, Oklahoma, at the radio station, doing part of that deal, 105.1. We'll give them a shout out, I guess. But
what's her name again?
Her name is America Allen. I actually met her at the award show, this last one, and the reason I spoke to her is she happened to be there with a person I haven't seen in years. She was a radio promoter that I started with, and her name is Jerry McDowell, and she since retired, but she came out of retirement to help her out.
Oh, I got you.
And Jerry, to give a hat tip to her, she'd been in the business for a long time. And when I knew her, she was promoting for Reckless Kelly and Mickey and the Motor Cars and Hayes Carl, those types of guys. So she was respected in the business. Mm. And so the whole reason I went and talked to him, and of course she introduced me to this young lady, and she seems to be doing pretty good. She's still new, still working on it, but she made it to Oklahoma, so I'll give her a hat tip to that. And then you guys get out there and check her out, America Allen.
America Allen.
And then the other guy I was going to talk about, his name's Ryder Grimes, and he told me, I think he may be living up in Tulsa right now, but he is from the Northern Texas area, and I apologize for adding him on there, just because of the Texas thing. And no, Ryder, we're not mad that you're from Texas, but we are the boys from Oklahoma, and we kind of want to give a little hat tip to that. But he's another young man. He was part of the Future Faces showcase, and if he didn't get second place, I'd be surprised, because I voted for him to win. I'm sorry, Jordan Rayner. I did not vote for you, but you definitely won. That's the last one I'm going to talk about. Well, one of the last ones I'm going to talk about. I got her right here. She is from Atoka, Oklahoma, and she had the attitude, the right, like, she had everything going well for her up there. She kind of the outsider attitude, kind of the outlaw female situation going on, and I think that's what won her. Not that she wasn't a good singer, not that she didn't have a great song. I think it was the attitude. Her confidence is what got her up there. And to add on to the award show that she got to be a part of, she won New Female Vocalist. But she was on stage. She got to perform on stage, not just her song, but she did a song with Arielle Hutchinson and Bree Bagwell, because they're all three represented by Dave Smith. Mm-hmm. And they did the Reba McEntire, Does He Love You? Like, the three of them coming. Like, those two started, and then Jordan come running in at the end and closed out. I mean, that was a cool deal, like, to be a part of that. I'm sure she was super humbled by it. But she's got a manager. She's, like, she's ready to go. And then there's one more I'm going to add to it, because I don't know if we did talk about him. We haven't talked about him enough, because he's kind of, in my opinion, he's a blow up overnight kind of guy, and he's that Corey Kent.
Oh yeah, Corey.
Like
Kent.
He's Oklahoma boy.
Yeah.
And
where is he from?
He's Tulsa area.
I got you.
But when we were at the last year at the Gypsy Cafe, he came up to talk to us. He knew who we were.
Yeah.
So give ourselves a pat on the back for that. But he was a good kid, and he's going to be part of the legacy thing down in Duncan.
Oh yeah.
He and Giovanni are going to be part of
that. He's actually a headliner on one of them nights. Yes. Corey Kent is, yes.
And so like a couple years, like maybe it was last year, he was part of Calf Fry, and now he's doing that. And it won't be long. He won't be doing those anymore. He's going to blow up and leave everybody behind. I think he's got two songs right now. On, one of them went number one. He may have a second one getting there pretty quick. So,
well, that can kind of lead into upcoming shows. I mean, just to promote our area, we do have Legends Pub House and venue in Chickasha now, which he does a lot of stuff, all kinds of genres. Mm-hmm. But he had Rich O'Toole recently. Yes. He's got a Chad Cook Band coming there. He has the Damn Quails, which Brian White I was talking about earlier.
Yes.
He has them coming. I know there's some more that I'm forgetting, but them are the ones that I can think of. And then the Legacy, that's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I think, in Duncan. Mm-hmm. I know for sure I'm going Friday, because that's got Giovanni,
And another old Oklahoma band coming back out of the woodworks, No Justice.
Oh, yes, there? No Justice.
That's why I'll be there. Awesome.
That's their hometown, Duncan.
Yeah, is it Duncan or Marlowe?
Steve was from Duncan. He went to Duncan High School. So.
Yeah, that's why I'm going.
Yeah, that's cool. No Justice is going to be there. And then them Dirty Roses will be there.
Mm-hmm. Kylie Fry is going to be a part of one of the nights. Like, they got some good acts coming. I'm impressed.
I'm going to be there Friday for
sure. Yeah, Friday night, I think, is one of those stronger nights.
Friday night's a good one, and Thursday's when Corey Kent's headlining, so I'm looking at those two for sure.
Yeah, I was just going to look that up. Legacy Fest.
My nephew's wanting to go with me to that one as well, so if you guys come out there, you can see my oldest nephew.
There's a bunch of us going.
June 15th through the 17th.
Yep, it's the 16th is that Friday night.
Corey King, okay. Saturday, they got Craig Campbell, Treaty Oak Revival, Ryan Charles, Slade Coulter, Gracie York, Dalton Domino, Jordan Nix, Chris Canterbury, Shelby Stone, and Travis Roberts. Friday, they have Giovanni and the Hired Guns, No Justice, Them Dirty Roses, Holly Beth, and Matt Williams. Mm-hmm. Thursday, Corey Kent, Cody West, Jacob Steele, Kylie Fry, and Parker Ryan.
That's insane.
Yeah,
those, again, Thursday and Friday are, in my opinion, not to knock on anybody from Saturday, but that's the two best lineups.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, I have a question. This is a question I'm going to give to everybody. I want somebody to tell me a new artist to them that they've heard that's not from Oklahoma or Texas, but would be considered Americana or country. And I'll give you mine to start out. That's why y'all think about it for a minute. And I don't know how long this kid's been doing this. I don't even know how old he is. I don't even know where he's from originally, but I know he's not from Oklahoma or Texas. And he would definitely be considered Americana. His name is Ian Noe, and that's IANNOE. He's got some. He reminds me a lot of. You know, I'm a big American Aquarium fan.
Yes.
Big American Aquarium fan, and they're from Raleigh, North Carolina. And where's Ian from, Bub? Do you know? I know you listen to Ian Noe also.
Let me check. See, I'll check for you.
Kentucky, I think. Beedieville, Kentucky.
He's out there in Tyler Childers' neck of the
woods. Yeah, he's definitely that style.
Billy Strings.
But I'm going to tell y'all right now, y'all too, if you've never heard Ian Noe, listen to Ian Noe. He is good. He's really, really good. He's a singer-songwriter type. And when I say that, what I mean is he's a songwriter first. Bubba D, you should be good at this one.
Yeah, I got one.
Well, you give me yours, and you tell me why.
They actually played at Mile Zero Fest this year, and they're either coming or they came to Canes already, and they're coming to Oklahoma City, I think, pretty soon.
Oh, it's not mine.
And they're from L.A., not Los Angeles, but Lower Alabama. And they are the Red Clay Strays.
Red Clay Strays. They've actually already been to Oklahoma, right? Tower Theater?
That's probably the one that's taken off there.
They're taking off, and they got kind of a sound of their own. They're like country and rockabilly and soul. You can hear it all.
Well, they.
The lead singer's name's Brandon Coleman, and they're from. They kind of got that Memphis blues, but that they got country too. They're just a really unique band. There ain't nobody else out there that I've heard that sounds like them. That's why I've been digging on them.
Kyle, do you have anybody yet?
I'm looking. I've got one.
Jason?
In mind.
Yeah, I got two that came to mind. I had to pull up my Spotify playlist here, but Josh Malloy.
Yeah, I mentioned him earlier.
Met the Devil in Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one. That's one of my favorite ones on the playlist. Mm-hmm. One of my other one is, where'd it go here? Nate Smith.
Oh, I ain't
heard of that one.
Whiskey on You and Found You. It's less red dirt and more country, but
I have to find out where these guys are from.
That's what I'm looking at mine.
I know Josh Malloy's from Oklahoma,
but right? the Nate Smith, like, the course, like, not gonna spend another drop of whiskey on you. He I wouldn't say he's really red dirt, but
he's a Grammy nominee.
Yeah, he's got some really good music.
Oh no, wait, this is a drummer.
No.
I'm looking at someone else.
Yeah, Whiskey on You.
It's a good song. I was actually listening to it on the way here.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a bio. I'll talk about this one. I'm 90% sure she is from outside of those. All her tour dates are in the East right now. She's come to Oklahoma. She's come to Texas. Her name is Taylor Honeycutt. And she showed up on my Facebook, and I've been following her through that. And she's pretty damn good. Like, I'll give her that.
Nate Smith is signed with Sony out of Nashville. I don't know where he's from.
Yeah, I'm still looking on
Paradox, hey, California, I see.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Who'd you say again?
Taylor Honeycutt.
Okay.
Like I said, I don't know exactly where she's from. I'm still trying to scramble and find that, but all of her tour dates, she has been to Oklahoma recently, Texas recently, but they're all East.
I
like
got
DC,
you.
Virginia, Alabama.
You know,
like,
Kyle, he likes them women. So
yeah. Well, hey, listen. Women.
Yeah, but I love that about Kyle, listen, because you can literally call him and be like, what girl, you know?
Well, who do I need to listen
he's
to?
He's going to know.
Well, that's what I did on the radio.
That's I'm what telling he did. You right he now. Promoted it because there ain't a lot of them that promote.
I'll
the
tell
women,
you this
though.
Right now. We're going to talk Kyle about it. We're going to laugh. Them. That was the biggest that. Pool. I at the Future Faces Showcase at the TRRR. Bree Bagwell was there talking about me.
All right.
Debbie Green was telling her artist about me because she got a female artist. And Sarah Hobbs was part of that group. Adrian Johnston was there as well. Adrian was one of the only ones out of the group back then that I was on there that didn't actually make it in to come see me. She was scheduled to a couple times, but something else come up. She had to go sing the national anthem at a Rangers game or something.
Right, right.
And of course, you go do that. You'll be, you know, I'll be here when you get around. But these ladies, I was talking about, I got to be part of Texas music history. And
right.
I'm not saying that to puff myself up because if you know me at all, I'm not that guy.
No.
But I did. When I first started doing the radio for Texas Radio, which is what it was, mm-hmm. Red Dirt Texas Music. It was a Red Dirt radio show
mm-hmm.
that I did out of Anadarko. And when I first started getting promoter calls, radio calls, they would start with their guys, of course, and mm-hmm. then they get to the end and they'd start saying, well, I know they don't play girls in Texas, but I said, first of all, I'm not from Texas.
Right.
Number two, you send me all the girls you got, because mm-hmm. if I'm the only one playing them, you got to listen to me to hear them anyway.
Right.
Right? And so, sure enough, when I started getting artist interviews, guess who was lining up to come see Kyle?
Yeah.
So Kyle got to meet all the ladies before they got big.
Yeah.
And now Kyle's got the phone number of the Queen of Texas right
well,
now. So.
I mean, that's how we got Bree's interview. And I have, I want to say to add to the show, since this is our first one and we kind of threw this together last minute, we wanted to put something together. We've been meaning to for a long time. I have a ton of interviews that I can, like, get at the snap of a finger. I've talked to Noah Bowman. Mm-hmm. I've talked to Colton Jesse. Talked to RC. I talked to Brian White. I've talked to Mike McClure.
Mm-hmm.
They're all down to do it. Any of them's down to do it. So that might be coming in the future, or very well could be coming in the future. To go back to your about the females,
mm-hmm.
I will say, for newer albums since we done our show. Now, this is kind of, it's a few months old now, but I still think one of the biggest bangers from last year.
I know what you're going to say.
Was Caitlin Buss.
I knew definitely. It. I knew it.
Definitely. Her freaking album.
That's a good album.
It
her
is.
Her album damn is album. Awesome. I love it. And now her and Cleto moved to Nashville, and I think she might even signed with label out of Nashville. I'm not sure where that. I know Cleto did, but they, which Cleto Cordero with Flatland Cavalry, but
that's another band. They're another band who actually won.
Oh, did they win? Was he there?
He was there.
He was there.
They were nominated last year. Yeah, he won. You know, so they actually won it this year.
For him, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
They win band or something, band of the year, yeah, something like that. Yeah, band group of the year. See, yep. Chad Cook won it last year.
Yes. So
that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, her and she does a cover of the Nirvana song. What is it? In the Pines?
Yes. Yeah, in the Pines. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh my gosh, man. That's good. It's freaking awesome. If you remember, like, if you ever listened to Nirvana back in the day, you know, they're unplugged whenever he does In the Pines. Listen to that, then listen to Caitlin. That's freaking amazing.
As far to my knowledge, that was the last song that Kurt recorded, was recorded of him singing. So
yeah, I think so.
It has another impact to it, but definitely, definitely.
Jason?
Yes.
Oh, you did your artist, sorry.
He did.
Sorry. Well, done ours. You kind of skipped the Oklahoma artist thing on me, but I didn't want to speak up. Yeah.
Well, let's go back.
No, I was picking on you.
You did say well, Josh Malloy.
Yeah. Well, that was, but we talked about this the other day, Wyatt Flores.
Yeah.
He actually moved to Nashville last summer.
Did he?
Yeah. He's no longer Stillwater. He's in Nashville.
We interviewed him.
We did. Well, yes. No, we entered Wyatt.
I had him booked to interview.
But we never got. I bet we can get him, though.
He performed at Calf Ride. He was one of the...
The other Wyatt kid.
I can't remember his name, but we got him.
Barker?
Something. Yeah, we had him. We actually released that interview.
He is the guitar player for... Or was the guitar player for Colton Jesse and the Hooligans. So he is one of the Hooligans.
Okay.
Because I ran into him at Mercury when Colton Jesse played.
Okay. And speaking of interviews, we have probably about two, maybe three full interviews that we've never released.
Who do we have that we haven't released? Let's just talk about it right here. Did we release Bree Bagwell?
Yes, we released Bree's. Okay.
We haven't released Jeremy Studdards.
Don't have Jeremy Studdards. And Hunter Thomas, we haven't released his. We actually have a show that we never really got to really talk about was last year's TRRR Awards.
Right.
But I figured maybe we can do like a compilation of some stuff. Maybe get some... I've got stuff I can put in there, maybe like a outtake episode and maybe throw some of those interviews on there and I can put something together.
Okay.
That way they're not lost.
Yeah.
How about we do this? How about we do you know how long those interviews are by any chance?
All of our interviews.
I know Hunter's was short.
His was like 5 minutes because he was doing his own thing. But okay. I think the Jeremy Stover was about 30 minutes and there's actually some acoustic stuff he played for that interview.
Okay. So why don't we do this? Why don't we'll save the Hunter Thomas one. Since we're just coming, starting back up, we're just talking this one. We can add the Jeremy Studdard one to the next one that we do. And if you don't know who Jeremy Studdard is, that's an Oklahoma artist. I think he put out a new album last year, right? Mm-hmm. Didn't he put out a new album before y'all? I wasn't at that interview. Remember, I was out of town.
He was, I'd have to go back and listen to it again.
Anyways, we will plan that interview for our next one, and we'll add Hunter's to something along the way, because his was really short.
Yeah. Another thing I want to tackle before we get off here, since this is a Red Dirt show, and I'm a veteran, I have access to these, and you have to be a verified veteran to actually have access to see and bid on these. There is an organization out there called vettix.org, which is for veteran tickets, and you, depending on whether it's a lottery, about 10% of the tickets that are donated are put in a lottery, the really popular ones. Speaking of Red Dirt, these concerts came across my ticket donations, and I brought it up because Curtis Grimes is one of them that came up. And if you're not familiar with the way vet ticks work, you have a drop down, and they have a limit, whether it be one ticket or six tickets. You can request that many tickets. And the surcharge is like $12. That's all you pay is $12. So you could literally just be awarded 6 tickets for $12, and you can go to a show.
Oh, for vets. That's cool.
For vets. Like Curtis Grimes, there's one on here. There's 37 tickets available right now, and it's for Friday, July 28th. Now, most of these concerts take place in Texas. There are and Tulsa. I haven't seen any local ones yet, but Oklahoma with summer City coming up, I'm sure there's going to be some Criterion stuff. Curtis Grimes in Fort Worth, July 28th. This one coming up Friday, Corey Morrow and Cody Canada are playing in Lavon, Texas.
Man, Corey Morrow?
Yeah.
He's still playing?
Yeah, playing at the Pavilion at Boyd Farm, May 19th in Lavon, Texas. But they don't just do concerts. They do hockey games. They do, like, there were tickets available for the OU spring game.
Cool.
And if you guys want to go to some Red Dirt concerts, I might be able to get us some tickets to go.
Oh, heck yeah. That'd be cool. Heck
yeah.
But I've noticed what will happen is they'll send an email, like, 2 days before. Like, hey, we have some tickets open up. Not to take too much of his time, but what happens is there's donations. People donate money or donate tickets they've purchased and they can't go. And they donate to this organization. And they say, okay, we know this concert's coming up. Let's buy 37 tickets and put them out there. I mean, you can't go wrong with, you know, paying $12 for 5 tickets to go see Cody Canada. You just got to drive to Dallas-Fort Worth.
Right.
If you've never seen him before. But it's a cool little, you know, I keep tabs on it. I get emails every single day. There's concerts. Like, they have the bull riding championships coming up, and Warrant's playing at one of them. And, I mean, it's really cool stuff.
I do have some upcoming shows. This Friday, Jamie Richards is playing at in Springtown, Texas. Noah Bowman that we talked about from Oklahoma, he's playing at the Vanguard in Tulsa. Mike Hostie is playing at Water's Edge Winery and Moore.
That's close. That's actually, when is that?
Yeah. That's on Friday.
Being a DJ sucks.
Eric Taylor and Friends, I don't know who that is. It's a country band. It's playing at Brandy's or the winery.
Okay.
On Friday.
That's a cool little venue. Let's take a minute. That's awesome. Let's take a minute. I mean, that to have a big open deck like that out in the back between two restaurants and all access.
I'm going to tell you, if you're a Red Dirt fan or if you're just in Oklahoma and you want a cool like weekend trip, go to Chickasha. Chickasha has grown so much.
Definitely.
It's awesome. They have Legends Pub House, which does live music every weekend. It might be a cover band. It might be a Red Dirt band. It might be main headliner. I mean, they have some big ones too. Mm-hmm. That's coming up there. And then it's a restaurant, pizza place, burgers, just stuff like that.
Cool place.
And then downtown, like, they're revitalizing their downtown. They got Brandy's Bar and Grill, and right beside it they have the Flower Shop Winery, which also they have one of those that come from. It was in Yukon. And anyways,
stop hitting the microphone.
They have a venue like behind the restaurants that they share. The Flower Shop and Brandy's does, and they do live music on the weekends on Friday and Saturday. They also have Shakespeare's Wine Winery over there, and they have just usually it's kind of a smaller venue. They have a live acoustic show every weekend, either Friday or Saturday. So it's awesome. And downtown Chickasha is popping. So
and if you're around you can check out the leg lamp while you're at Brandy's.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The leg lamp. Definitely. Yeah, they spent like $1 million for that thing. But
it's better than the blow-up one. You remember? It was donations. But, yeah, they had a blow-up one. It was literally an inflatable leg lamp, and it kept falling down because of the wind. So they constructed a solid.
Yeah, out of steel.
Yes.
Solid one. And it's pretty cool. I mean, what else can you say? Live in Chickasha, you get the leg lamp.
Yep. Shaker Hymns is in Elk City.
Nice.
Tom Shepherd on Saturday in Anglade, Texas.
For those of you who don't know who Tom Shepherd is,
he wrote an amazing songwriter.
He wrote the song "Writing with Private Malone." It was his first breakthrough.
Yep.
And then if there's a drinking song that you know of Kevin Fowler's, there's a good chance Tom Shepherd wrote it.
Yeah,
he wrote "Saltwater Cowboy," Tracy Bird song.
Mm-hmm. No, there's one that I love.
Beer.
That he wrote.
Is that
one? No,
of
no.
That's one of them he wrote.
Probably.
He wrote "Redneck Yacht Club."
Yeah.
Don't touch my Willie. Did he write that one?
He wrote a song called "Hip Hop in the Honky Tonk.
Yep.
And I love that song.
Tom and his lovely wife, she wasn't his wife at the time, she's his wife now, Coley McCabe, actually were guests at the, came to Anadarko to perform and talk a little bit, and I didn't know he was going to be there. It was just scheduled for her, and of course he's going to show up with his soon-to-be wife at a place they've never been before. So they came in, and super nice couple, nice people, and as humble as he could be. And that night turned into a pretty good night for Kyle, but he invited me on the air to his show, which he was opening for Kevin Fowler for, and got to make two good friends out of the deal. So
I have a few more here. Colby Cooper is playing at Diamond Ballroom on Saturday.
He's taking off too.
Little Big Town's at River Spirit Casino in Tulsa, which you know, Little Big Town. Jason Starkey is at Caddo, Oklahoma. Jake Bush is at Denison, Texas, at the Ice House. Shiny Ribs is playing Denton, Texas. David Adam Burns is playing the Mule Barn in Justin, Texas. No. Jake Bush is playing Denison, Texas. Do y'all know any other shows that are coming up?
I don't have any shows. I'll add one thing here in a little bit.
Okay. I wanted to hit and see what Legends was doing this weekend. Give me just a minute here, and I'll be able to find it. Oh, they have stand-up comedy, which is cool. I've been to that. No, that's June 8th. Never mind.
So while you're looking that up, I want to give a big shout-out to our friend Rooster. We've all met him.
Yes.
So he has moved up in the world. Mm-hmm. He was living in good old Oklahoma, right down the street, and he actually is a promotions assistant for 95.9 The Ranch in Texas. He's got his own show now.
Yes,
you know, and not to brag or anything, but his sound checks and his audio checks were, you know, recorded and produced by me. You know, and you know, I like to give him shit that I'm the reason why he got the job.
Speaking about giving Rooster pat on the back. Speaking about giving Rooster shit, he was one of my favorite ones to give shit to.
Yeah.
Because when I was running through the Wormy Dog and all that stuff, Jake had the residency there. So anytime a big artist would perform, Jake would be there to call them out in their nice little shirts and their name tags, and I'd walk through the back door and say hi to the artist because the artist knew who I was. I always picked on Rooster, but it was good times.
Yeah, last time I got to really hang out with Rooster was last year at the TRRR Awards. Yes. He was Hunter Thomas's manager. And then I think I saw him one more time before he left Oklahoma to go to Texas. But, yeah, congrats.
He was so big, he wasn't even at the award show this year. So
yeah, congrats on Rooster, Tony Brown, for his new career, and wish him all the best. And, I might reach out to him, see if we can get him on the air and see how he's doing there in Texas, and maybe see if he can invite us down for some cool stuff that's going on there in Texas.
Sounds good. Yeah, he's on the radio down there, right?
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. I just pulled up saying, okay, let's see here. Saturdays. He's on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Sundays 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Those are pretty good spots.
Minko yes. kid. He's from Minko.
Yeah, he's good old Minko. But yeah, we'll see if we can get him on the rail, you know, on an interview and see how things are going down there.
All right, sounds good. Well, I think we're caught up on everything, right?
Okay, I got a couple got things. Something. We don't have to add okay. this. We don't have
keep
to add
going,
this.
No, we're going to add
I'm gonna add. This one I want to add. He was part of the Oklahoma artist, but it's a little different. He his name's Casper McWade. He's from Seminole, Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah, good one.
Lives in Little. He was a guest on the show, but he has currently been picked up by a manager. And it's a manager that we got a chance to meet. He's a friend of mine. I don't know how the hell I made a friend out of this guy. But his name is Mike Underwood, and that name mean a whole lot to you. But he owns Chief Records in Fort Worth Stockyards.
Right.
That's what this guy does. That's his job. But he thought, you know, I'm going to pick up an artist and see if I can't manage him, get him around. He bought a tour bus.
Wow. All
stuff. Casper McWade was the guy he picked up. And so Casper, again, Seminole, Oklahoma boy living in Little right now, is about to go on tour for Mr. Mike Underwood. And to hat tip to him. He's not a sponsor, but he's invited us down a couple times to come do a show at Chief Record Store
and he's got the record store, right?
I'd love to go down there and see the record store because it was going to shut down, wasn't it? And they kept it open, right?
Mike is he's as good as they come as far as people go, and again, happy to be friends with a good guy like that. And every time he sees me, he invites me. He wants to know why I haven't been to his record store. So,
anyways, the only other record store that I know of that really is there at Grady's, next door to Grady's, other than the one you're talking about. I mean, they had all good old Rainbow Records back in the day there in downtown Oklahoma City. That's not there anymore.
I know. What's his name talked about? Is Mike, that what you were talking about?
Talking about Mike Underwood and the
Chief Records. Chief Records, yeah.
He signed Casper Suede, yeah.
Sorry, I had to run.
Yeah. And then she's either going to be – we got to get her on the show because I think every show I've mentioned her, Jay's mentioned her. And I got to go watch her perform for the first time in a while. I tell everybody I'm their best, worst fan. Like, I support everything they do, but I hardly make it to shows anymore. And I'm trying to change that. And probably early March, I went down to Medicine Park and saw Danny Carson she's got new songs out. She's got a new album out.
Oh, that's cool.
She opened for Neil McCoy, too, down there, I seen.
Yes. Yeah, that
she
was really
is as talented that as
would,
they get.
That was a special needs benefit they did.
I'll give a shout-out if they're going to listen. Neil McCoy, I made a couple friends down there.
That's big for her.
No, it is. It
definitely.
Is.
Made a couple friends down there along the way. There's a guy I'd met before. He actually owns one of the bars, was running one of the bars down there.
Who was it?
Park Tavern. His name is Rodney Whaley.
Oh, I know Rodney.
And he had retired from singing. And Scott Pinion down there as well. And
They have a big music scene down there in
Definitely.
Madison Park.
And during her show, both Rodney and Scott got up there and sang a song. And again, if you're Oklahoma, you probably know who they are. If you're not, look them up. They're still they got music out there. They're doing stuff.
Yep.
Go down to Madison Park. You'll see them. They're down there.
Well, isn't that where like Bobby Dale and them still down around that area?
Yes, yes, yes.
And
Tito Lindsay plays down
Tito,
there.
Tito, yeah.
But there's a lot of
Apache.
A lot of great artists down there
from Apache. Teresa Watson? No, she don't play down there.
What's his name?
Brad?
Yeah, Brad Good.
Yeah.
Brad Good, yeah. Yeah. He don't really play down there a lot. I mean, he does. Him and...
He's still doing stuff.
Yeah.
But then there's a...
I know so many artists, it's hard for me to
There's
think
a
of.
Bigger guy, bigger Indian guy down there. I saw the time before last I went there. Richard Cliff Jr.,
yeah.
There's one out there who's doing a lot of work. He's actually moving up in things.
Richard has an amazing voice.
He's really, really talented. He was a highway patrolman, Caddo County Highway Patrolman.
Yeah.
And then he decided he was going to quit that and start doing music. And I tell you what, he stopped in 2020. That's when he stopped to do that, to go do music, to go travel and be a traveling musician. And he thought, man, I picked the wrong thing. I said, you're going to be all right.
Well, I mean,
COVID hit right after he decided.
How great.
I
mean, you know, we were in the middle of our podcast some during COVID, and how great is it now to be able to actually go see shows?
Oh, live shows, yeah.
You know, having to watch them on a webcam.
We were fortunate. The only reason we were able to interview Shiloh Powers is because they were on a break.
Yeah.
And he didn't know if he was going to get to do another show. And right after that, they booked up the whole year. And they haven't stopped since. No. So.
And now they're doing festivals.
They sell out everything they go to.
Stadium shows.
I watched them play at the Zoo Amphitheater to 20,000 people. And I thought, that dude, like, I knew him since he's 16 years old. He's from Carnegie, Oklahoma. Doing what he loves, doing what he wanted to do. So,
I hear you.
Go back to listen to our interview with Shiloh Powers. You learned something good about him.
Yeah, Shiloh's a good kid. Still a kid. Still Definitely. Lives in Carnegie.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he does.
But, he's always on Facebook asking for something. Hey, does somebody know where I can find this, sir? Do you know where?
Anybody want a drum pedal or?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got plenty of money. He's probably just kind of get rid of shit, you know? Right. Just
spring cleaning.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like he said, a lot of the But what a lot of people don't know is a lot of band members like that, they don't necessarily make the same kind of money the headliners do. Yeah. They sign contracts with the headliner just like the headliner signs contracts with record companies, and they're getting paid a certain amount, either a certain amount per show, or they're getting paid a yearly salary, which I'm pretty sure is what Co's set up with now. And that's how it works. And then they get bonuses and travel expenses and all this crazy stuff. But
you see, especially in smaller business, like smaller bands, I say smaller bands, these bands are killing it anyway. But localer bands, more regional bands, you see they share band members every once in a while. Oh, like we talked about Lane. He does Lane. Plays for whoever wants him to.
Yeah.
The other day I got have a friend. His name's Andrew Carroll. His name's been mentioned on the show before. But he was originally Bree Bagwell's bass player. He went and played for Casey Donahue, and now he's with Mickey and the Motorcars. Hmm. And Mickey, hats off to Mickey Braun, he got married the other day, and he was on his honeymoon, and so Andy was looking for a job, and he went and actually played bass for Pat Green. So it's not a bad gig to pick up. Right. And, so that what Andy does, hats off to Andy, he was a cancer survivor, had some issues, but what he does now, he makes fishing lures and he goes out and fishes. You follow him on Facebook, you can see him catch fish every once in a while. He gets some pretty good bass. But that's what he loves to do, other than obviously playing music. But he's living the dream right now.
Anything anybody else wants to add before we get out of here?
No. Well, give us some homework for next week.
I will say before you do that, that another Oklahoma artist, and I don't know if y'all mentioned him before, but it's J.R. Carroll.
I've talked about J.R. Carroll before. J.R. Carroll is he plays steel guitar for Zach Bryan, but he has his own thing on the side, too. He just released some new stuff not very long ago. He has a song called Where the Red Fern Grows. Yeah. It's a really good song of his. I think we actually played it on the show before.
I didn't know if you talked about it.
Homework. Gosh, you put me on the spot.
Well, we did something like this before. Let's do something fun. Let's do our top three Oklahoma Red Dirt albums from the past 10 years.
In the past 10 years?
10 years.
All right.
Homework.
Okay.
I can handle that.
Now, when you say Red Dirt album, does that mean like they can't be currently Nashville artists?
When it was recorded. Oklahoma artists when it was recorded.
So, okay. Yeah. So that would cut like Zach Bryan out.
Yeah.
Because he's more.
There's plenty. Now.
Technically,
there's
Katie out. Plenty. For the latest one. Her
plenty
other ones
to
fine.
Choose from.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, there's plenty.
Top three.
Sounds good.
Top three. All right. So if y'all have anything else, this has been the Boys from Oklahoma Red Dirt Podcast. This is Jason Barler.
I'm JJ Vance.
I'm Kyle Perry.
I'm Bubba D.
Keep spreading the dirt.
I started in band in school, and I was about 14 when I started playing guitar, and started playing out live when I was about 16. I'd come in, Jimmy Markham had invited me in, Steve Pryor, Tom Skinner, all of them were really welcoming to me. I don't know, I was just always drawn to it. It was just a natural thing for me. There wasn't really another option. My name's Dustin Pitsley.
I'm Amber Pitsley, Dustin's wife. Well, Sawyer was born with his cerebellum on the right and his brain is a little bit smaller. Doesn't have like a posterior pituitary, so he has like some issues with secreting hormones and different things like that. There's no set condition that we know of, so we've been just kind of treating each thing as it comes. We had some friends that threw a benefit for Sawyer last summer, and Katie reached out to me and asked if I thought that we could benefit from the Red Dirt Relief Fund helping us out. I said absolutely, because we have a lot of out-of-state medical expenses and things that we're doing to the house to modify that would be beneficial. I know Katie also volunteered and helped at the benefit and just really meant a lot to us. And for them to reach out for us, I was I didn't expect it at all, so it was very, very much appreciated.
I mean, it confirms what I already knew about all the people involved, but yeah, it was a massive help, and we'll always be thankful for it.
Music is part of every important thing that happens in our lives. When we celebrate, when we mourn, when we worship, you know, music is there. And for musicians, we kind of take it for granted that they just pick up a guitar or sit down at a piano and it's easy. It's not. It's a lot of work. And oftentimes they're self-employed, or, you know, maybe they're fortunate enough to have a partner who can carry insurance, but lots of times they don't. So if a crisis happens or a really serious illness strikes their life, they can't work, and so they can't make music for our community, and that's where Red Dirt Relief Fund steps in.
I've been on the other side a lot, playing for a lot of benefits, but it's kind of weird being on the other side, but it gives you a different perspective on it and what it really means.
Yeah, it was kind of difficult in a way to be okay with that, because, you know, yeah. Like he said, you're used to being on the other side and helping out with things like that. But so you have to kind of make yourself sit back and just, you know, let people help you sometimes. So it was just wonderful. And I was just amazed at how many people came out and showed support. So I guess looking back, it doesn't surprise me, knowing Tulsa and knowing all the musicians and everything. But when it's for you, it's just like, wow, it's just overwhelming.